Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
That even as we go through this shadow, this dark valley, speak to yourself. Repeat the word of God. Fear not. Say, I will not fear any evil happening to me.
Run to God and run to God's people, because that's where you're going to find comfort, and that's where God wants to encourage you, especially in the times that we are facing.
He is the creator of all things. The seas will obey him. The waters will obey him. So God is in control. God can move a mountain for you. God can move a river for you. God can dry a river for you, so that you would know that he is in charge and he is in control. He is the God who makes a way where there seems to be no.
Don't give up. Don't give in. Persevere and fear not. Let patience work in you and bring about well-formed maturity in you. Thank you so much for being a part of this service. I hope you have experienced God as we worshiped him in song. Today, I'm continuing with our sermon series, Fear Not. And in the last couple of weeks, we have said, fear not because God is in control. We also said, fear not because God has a beautiful, he has a wonderful plan for your life. You can trust him and God will carry you through this season. Now today, I want to tell you, fear not, because God is your provider. Let's pray together. Now, Father, thank you so much for this moment. I pray that your word is going to speak to us, change our lives, because your word is alive and active. And may we be people who obey your word, because when we obey your word works for our lives. I thank you. I pray all this in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Now, the COVID pandemic has not only affected our health, it has negatively affected our economy. In fact, the global economy. The once booming tourism industry in Uganda is now limping. Many businesses are closing. And the other day I read a newspaper headline that said that hundreds of private schools are on sale because the owners cannot pay teachers' salaries and they are in debt. But also as a country, our national debt burden has increased. The other day I was chatting with a friend who owns a business in one of our high-end malls in Kampala, and they told me that what they're earning every week is not enough to pay their power bills. In other words, business is not going on very well. Perhaps as you watch me right now, you have lost a job. Your business is not doing very well. And you are wondering, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to feed my children? How will I complete my construction project? Or how am I going to pay my hospital bills? Now, these are among the many fears that many of you are facing today. But as a preacher of God's word, I want to let you know today, fear not, because God is your provider. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. And God's word tells us that he sustains the universe by the power of his word. And he created you in his image. He will provide for you. You see, friends, it is in his nature to provide for his children. The word of God reminds us that God provides for his children two ways, naturally and supernaturally. He provides for us naturally through the principle of work. You see, God established work way before the fall of mankind. Work is a blessing. In fact, God provides for us primarily through work. So I want to encourage you, work hard and trust God for the results. in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 12, this is what God told the Israelites. The Lord will open for you his good treasure house, the heavens, to give you rain to your land in its season and to bless all the work of your hand. And you will lend to many nations and not borrow. God was promising his children that he was going to send rain on the land and make sure they have a bountiful harvest for them, but also to be able to lend to many other nations. You know why? Because God is our provider. So I want to encourage you, if you have a job, you have work, thank God for that job. Thank God for that work. But also I want to encourage you, be diligent, be excellent as you work. You see, Proverbs 22:29 tells us that, do you see a man who excels in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before a known man. This verse is telling us that when you excel, when you are diligent, when you are skillful at your work and you give it your very best, God will open opportunities for you because God blesses the works of our hands. Now, not only does God provide for us naturally, God also provides for us supernaturally, especially in times of need and crisis. And we see this all throughout Scripture, both in the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm reminded about how God supernaturally provided for the children of Israel in the desert. For 40 years, they never lacked food. They never had torn clothes. For 40 years, God provided for his children. But also in the New Testament, I see Jesus, the Son of God, supernaturally provide for people. Two times we see where he multiplied fish and bread. In the first instance, the Bible says he fed 5,000 men. Now, this was not including the women and the children. And the other instance, it was 4,000 men, not including children and women. This means that Jesus fed thousands of people miraculously. And you know what made Jesus do that? The Bible says that he was moved with compassion. Because God loves people. He cares about you. His compassion makes him move and care for you. I want to encourage you not to fear, because God is your provider. Now today, I just want to read two texts. One from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. And I believe that in these two texts, we can learn some important lessons about how God provides for his children to encourage us not to fear in this season, even when the economy doesn't look good. The first text is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 to 34. Now, this text is Jesus teaching his disciples in one of his discourses called the Sermon on the Mount. And verse 25 says this, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?" Of course, the answer is no. "And why do you worry about clothes? See the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So, do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?' For the pagans, those people who do not know me as their heavenly Father, they run after all these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But this is what I want you to do. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be added to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." What a beautiful scripture that encourages us not to worry, but trust our Heavenly Father to provide for us. The second scripture is from 1 Kings chapter 17. I will start from verse 7. This is what the Bible says. Sometime later, the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, that is to Elijah. Go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in a jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called and then said, please bring me a piece of bread. Verse 12, as surely as the Lord your God lives, she replied, I don't have any bread, only a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I'm gathering a few sticks to take home and make a meal for myself and my son that we may eat it and die. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. Go home and do as you have said, but first make a small loaf of bread for me from what you have and bring it to me, and then make something for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, the jar of flour will not be used up, and the jug of oil will not run dry until the day the Lord sends the rain on the land. She went away and did as Elijah told her. So there was food every day for Elijah and for the woman and her family. For the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry, in keeping with the word of the Lord spoken by Elijah. What an amazing story. What an amazing scripture that shows that God cares and He provides for those who trust in Him. And the context of this last text is Israel had gone into sin because of her kings, Ahab and Jezebel. And as a result, God judged Israel and there was no rain for 3.5 years. It is in this context that we see this text, God providing for Elijah and a widow who was an outsider, she was not an Israelite. This shows us that God cares for us. God is so gracious. He is our provider, so fear not. Now from these two portions of scripture, what can we learn about God? The first thing that I want to bring to your attention is this. God cares and He knows what you need. Yes. God cares and He knows what you need. So, fear not. What did Jesus tell the disciples? He told them, do not worry, for you have a loving Heavenly Father who cares about you and He knows what you need. In another place in the Gospels, Jesus says that even before you pray, your Heavenly Father knows what you need. God is aware of your need. So, fear not. Things may look like they're out of control, but God is not out of control. He is in charge of your life. Jesus said to the disciples, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the pagans are those people who do not trust and believe in God. They run after these things. But Jesus said, you have a Heavenly Father who loves you and cares for you. So fear not. Because God cares for you and He knows what you need. What about Elijah and the widow? From the scripture, we see that God knew that Elijah needed food. So God prepared food for Elijah at the widow's house. God also knew that the widow needed food for her and her family. So God sent Elijah to the widow to provide for her miraculously. So fear not, because God cares about you. I love this scripture in Matthew chapter 10, verse 29 to 31 says, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside your Father's care? In other words, your Father is aware when a bird falls to the ground. And then He says, Even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than sparrows. Jesus was saying, if God cares about birds, what about you, who's made in the image of God? So fear not, my friend. God cares about you, and He is aware about your need. And this leads me to the second point that I want to share with you today. Not only does God know what you need and He cares about you, He wants you to trust Him and obey His word. Trust God and obey His word. To the disciples, Jesus said, instead of worrying, do what? Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all the things you are worrying about are going to come following after you. In other words, don't run after the things of the world. Don't run after food, money, clothes. Run after the kingdom of God, and God says, then I'm going to take care of your needs. And I believe that's what God is telling us today. Would you put Him first in your life? Trust Him. Hear His word. Obey His word. Put His kingdom as your number one priority, and God will take care of you. What about for Elijah and the widow in the Old Testament? We see that Elijah had God's word and he obeyed God's word. Elijah had to leave the brook and then go to Zarephath. If Elijah had stayed at the brook, he would have died because there was no food for him. So Elijah had God's word and obeyed God's word. Because faith without works is dead. We demonstrate our faith in God when we do the word that God has given to us. What about the widow? The widow also trusted God by taking the first portion of her meal and giving it to Elijah. You see, the widow could have said to herself, you know what? What if the God of Elijah is telling lies? What if He does not fulfill His promise? Now, if I share this with Elijah, we are going to die sooner than later. But this widow chose to trust and obey God. And as a result, God provided for her for 3.5 years when the rest of the world was experiencing a famine. Wow! So what is God telling you today? Hey, trust me. Hear my word and do my word. And watch me provide for you, even when things around you may be looking out of control. God is saying, let me be the first in your life. And when I'm first in your life, I'm going to take care of you. Because I care and I love you and because you are my child. So what does this look like practically? What does this look for me and for you wherever you are? How do you show that God is first in your life when it comes to your resources and your finances? And I have an answer for you. It is through generosity. It is through your generosity. When it comes to our resources and our finances, we demonstrate that God is first when we are givers and not takers. Because God, our Father, is a giver. He's not a getter. God does not want things from you. God wants stuff for you, but He wants to see, can He trust you? Even when it looks like what you have is not enough for you. And especially when you are lacking. So God is telling us, God is telling you, continue being generous. And this means you need to continue tithing. But also you need to continue being a blessing to the people around you by caring for them. Because our generosity shows that we don't trust money, we trust God. And when we do that, God provides for us. So fear not, my friend. God is our provider. The other day we were having a conversation as pastors, and one of the pastors told us about something that happened in their small group, in their cell. He told us, as they were talking about the effects of the COVID pandemic to their community, one of the cell members, one of the members in that small group, led by the Holy Spirit, said, I'm going to give a considerable amount of money to bless people who are in need in the cell but also in the community. And this also led the other members of the cell to contribute. And this cell is a blessing to their community. Do you know what is happening right now? God is using this cell to become a provider, a vehicle through which God is providing to the community. Wow! God honors generosity. And if you're living in Uganda, you probably know or heard how expensive it is to take care of COVID patients in the intensive care units of our private hospitals. And as a result, many families have accumulated lots of debt in hundreds of millions of shillings. Now, I've not had just one or two. I've had many stories of church members testifying about how God miraculously has provided for them to clear all their hospital bills with more money left over. Let me tell you, my friend, God is your provider. He not only provides for you naturally, He also provides for you supernaturally. All you need to do is this: trust Him, hear His word, and obey Him. Fear not, because God is your provider. He cares for you. So don't worry. Don't worry. The Apostle Paul tells us, don't worry. Instead, pray about everything. And prayer is one of the things that we do to show that we trust God. So don't worry. God cares for you. But also you need to trust Him and demonstrate your trust in Him through your generosity. Now, as I conclude, I want to say this. The greatest gift that has been given to mankind to meet our greatest need is Jesus Christ. Because our greatest need is to be reconciled to our Heavenly Father, because you and I are sinners. We have fallen short of God's standard, and we deserve to go to hell, to be separated from God for eternity. But God is so gracious, for God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whosoever believes, young, old, black, white, no matter your background, whosoever believes should not perish but have everlasting life. That is the greatest gift that God gave to us. You see, friends, our greatest need is not food, money, or clothes. Our greatest need is to be forgiven and be reconciled back to our Heavenly Father and spend eternity with our Father in heaven. And so today, if you have not received this beautiful, wonderful gift that God has freely provided for us, I want to invite you to receive this wonderful gift of forgiveness and become a child of God, and then watch God care for you and provide for you. So if you want to pray to receive Jesus, repeat after me. Say, Jesus, I love you and I thank you for dying for me. Today, I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord and my Savior. I choose you, and I choose to follow you every day of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.